It's the end of another week, so let's have some fun before we end for today. It's time for another Charismatic Creature Corner. Joining me today, per usual, is our Charismatic Creature Correspondent, Sci-Fi producer Kathleen Davis. Hey, Kathleen.
Hello, hello.
So what creature have you brought us this week?
Well, to remind our listeners, this is the segment where I bring you a creature that is, let's say, less than obviously cute and charming. And so an expert and I will try to convince you that this creature has got the chops to enter our Charismatic Creature Corner Hall of Fame.
Okay. Okay, let's do it.
And this creature, if you deem them charismatic, will sit among slime molds, vampire bats, and hell ants in this prestigious position.
It is quite the Hall of Fame you've put together. So what do you have for us this week?
Yes. So I wanted to do something a little bit different. In the past, we have talked about some creatures that are alive, you know, today in 2021. And we've also talked about some that are extinct. But the creature that I have brought for you today was actually thought to be extinct for millions of years before it was actually rediscovered back in the 1930s. Do you have any guesses for what this is?
Let me see. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some sort of bird dinosaur hybrid of some sort.
Okay, you're about halfway there, maybe. Okay. We can say it is actually a coelacanth, which is a big old fish that is sometimes called a living fossil.
A coelacanth. Could you spell that for me?
Yes, it is a word that I have misspelled probably three dozen times as I have prepared for this. Okay, are you ready? It is coelacanth.
Okay, so exactly like it sounds.
Yeah, right. Now, I am no expert on coelacanths, so I am going to actually turn it over to someone who is. They are a mega coelacanth fan. Dr. Prasanta Chakrabarty is a professor and curator of fishes at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me.
John, do you want to start off the line of charismatic questioning?
Oh, sure. Well, let's see. The first thing I'm going to have to know to determine whether or not this is a charismatic creature is, what exactly does a coelacanth look like?
A coelacanth is, let's say, the football player looking thing of a fish. So it's when it was rediscovered by Marjorie Courtney Latimer, she said it was the most beautiful fish she ever saw. So these things are humongous, so 6 feet, 200-pound thing with blue-colored scales, big, bright things with whitish flecks. So they're really gorgeous.
Now, I'm looking at a picture of a coelacanth, and our listeners can see them, too, on our website, sciencefriday.com/bigfish. We figured that coelacanth was too hard to spell, so we had to get creative. But looking at this fish, I mean, it really does look like it belongs in dinosaur times. It's pretty meaty looking, I would say.
They're chunky. If you hold it, and the cool thing is that their fins have limb bones similar to our limb bones, so our arms and legs. And so you can hold, you know, their fin, and it feels like you're shaking somebody's hand. It's really incredible. But they're kind of chunky.
Okay, so they're big, they're kind of chunky, but I don't know, these limb bones sound kind of cool. What else makes these fish cool aside from, you know, how old they are?
Well, yeah, besides how old they are, I mean, their rediscovery sort of made us better understand just how closely related they are to us. And in fact, they're part of the same, on the same part of the tree of life as us. So they're lobed finned fishes, which we are also lobed finned fishes, the Sarcopterygii. And almost every other fish you can think of is a ray finned fish. So a coelacanth is actually more closely related to you or to a sparrow than it is to almost any other fish you can think of, like a goldfish or a catfish. So for me, that alone, I mean, that's pretty charismatic if a fish that's more closely related to you than to other fishes.
Now, I have to ask you about something that I came across in my research, that coelacanths have a butt fin. I have seen it described. A, is this true? And B, what the heck is a butt fin?
It's so funny. I love that you asked me that because, yeah, everybody concentrates on their pectoral fins, which are like their arms, and their pelvic fins, which are like their legs. but they have a bony second dorsal fin. So it's like a backhand and an anal fin that's also full of bones, kind of like a butt leg. So I could use a backhand.
It would make us probably better at a sport.
Yeah. Or scratching your back, you know?
Yeah, right.
So you're making a pretty convincing case that this is not really like modern fish, right? This is something that has quite a few differences from, say, I don't know, a trout or a bass.
So trouts and basses are in this other part of the tree of life that are the ray fin fishes. And these guys, they have a mix of old and new characters, which I think makes them charismatic. So they have, you know, things that were around for 400 million years. And then they have these other organs that no one else has. They have this rostral organ, which is not dissimilar to what sharks have, which it gives them an electromagnetic sense so they can sense their prey. And really no other fishes have that. You know, most fishes have like a gas bladder that's full of air. Instead, they fill theirs with fatty oils and lipids so they can float. And so no, you know, other fishes don't do that. And no other fish, I would dare you to find another fish that swims in a doggy paddle. And it's so cute. And they're so dumb too. You know, they have this big brain case and that's full of fat too. I mean, they're just bodies just full of fat and oils. And even their brain is mostly fat and oil. So they're not, you know, intellectual giants, but they're awesome.
Well, hold it. But if they're filled with fat and oil, I mean, should we be eating them? I don't know. Do they taste good? Would they be good for us?
No, they taste terrible. I have not personally eaten one, but their skin, like sharks, is quite full of urea. So they have another organ that helps them do that, or actually doesn't do it as well or as efficiently as some other animals. So they don't taste good. Yeah, you would think, oily, yummy. But no, it's the bad kind of oil that they
I'm John Dankosky, and this is Science Friday from WNYC Studios. And we're here in Charismatic Creature Corner learning about the coelacanth. I vaguely remember about the rediscovery of this fish. Were there like fossilized coelacanths in museums before it was refound?
Yeah, in fact, they were first described from hundreds of million-year-old fossils that were actually small, you know, a few inches long and in fresh water. And so out pops this gigantic, you know, like I said, 6 foot, 200 pound fish off the east coast of Africa. And there's now two species known, another one from Indonesia, which also has sort of a dubious discovery process. But yeah, this 20-year-old South African curator, Marjorie Courtney Latimer, who was very curious about stuff and not knowledgeable about fishes, but she found this fish and knew it was something special. And that was back in 1938. And the last time that coelacanths had been known were from fossils from 80 million years ago. So their fossil record went from 360 or so million years ago to 80 million years ago. And then, boom, rediscovered in 1938.
Now, I'm wondering, and you mentioned that they taste terrible, but I'm wondering what may have helped them live through so many millions of years. I mean, are there theories for why they've lasted this long?
Yeah, they're pretty shy, it seems. So they hide out in these deep sea caves. So they live between 2,000 and 2,000 feet and 300 feet or so. And they find these sort of extinct volcanic caves and they just hang out in there during the daytime or whenever there may be a shark around, they're only real predators. And they stay in little groups. So they're not coming out up to the surface where, you know, anyone would see them. So they're quite uncommon, even, you know, just a couple of them may be collected every so often, incidentally, just from trying to catch something else. So they are probably evaded detection for a long time just because they live in such deep water and stay down there. And, you know, not a lot of fish hooks go into caves. So It's when they come out of those caves to hunt themselves that they're a little bit more vulnerable.
If they live in caves, how's their eyesight?
They have big eyes, but they don't. It's not like they're blind. They are attuned to these blue wavelengths that like the color of their scales. And for deep sea life, so they can see bioluminescent creatures. But yeah, they don't have particularly awesome or terrible vision.
Now, I'm about to show my youth here for a minute. but the first time that I came across a coelacanth was actually in the game Animal Crossing.
All right.
And one of the things that you can do in that game is fish. And the coelacanth is notoriously one of the hardest fish to find in that game. I mean, do people fish them, and are they hard to catch?
So people don't fish them intentionally, but they do come up every once in a while when people are fishing for other deep sea fishes. And unfortunately, you know, we don't know what their population sizes are. They're pretty likely that their population sizes are pretty low. So when they do come up, it's something to be concerned about, because they're even, you know, catching two or three of these every few months or every, you know, year or so, we don't know what that does to their populations. So they live, you know, maybe 60 years. So that might be a long time. They can have 20 or so pups. They give birth to live babies, live pups. And we don't, you know, those are very poorly known, like how their life history works in the deep sea. So we don't want to find out about them from, you know, a fisherman catching them. We want to know more about them in situ in these deep sea caves. And unfortunately, we still don't know that much about them.
Well, I am convinced that this is a charismatic creature, but I'm not the one who matters in this situation. Because we are just about out of time, I have to ask you, John, do you think that coelacanths belong in the Charismatic Creature Corner Hall of Fame?
I got to tell you, I was not encouraged when I first heard about this. It just seems like a big fish to me, right? It just seems like a big, meaty fish. I think it was the thing that you said about how closely we're related to them compared to modern fish. I think that that's the thing that really makes me feel, yeah, this is actually a pretty charismatic creature.
Yes.
So just because it's like you, that's why you like
just, it. Well, that's it. The more it is like me, the more charismatic I think it is. Exactly. You're on to me, Kathleen.
Prasanta, I don't think I need to ask you this question, but do you think that coelacanths are charismatic?
I think they're the absolute best. You can, you know, I'm even wearing a coelacanth shirt, and my cup has a coelacanth sticker. I love them. I just think they're the coolest animals on the planet. So if just being close to as charismatic as John, then I'll take it. You know, they're as close to John as any animals you guys will talk about. So.
Well, thank you so much. Dr. Prasanta Chakrabarty is a professor and curator of fishes at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thanks also to our charismatic creature correspondent, Kathleen Davis. Thanks so much, Kathleen.
Anytime.